Let's pray. Lord Jesus, your death has brought us life. May your Holy Spirit, the Comforter whom you sent, bring your words to life in us, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Not many of you were wise, not many were influential, not many were of noble birth. What did Paul think he was doing when he penned those words to the Corinthians? Was he just trying to stir up opposition for himself? Or was he trying to create even more divisions among the Corinthians than were already there? We looked at this passage in some detail just a few weeks back, or it seems that way now. It was at the end of January, as our lectionary readings began us on a journey into Paul's letter to the Corinthians. But it's also a very fitting passage to return to today as we come to ponder the absolute foolishness from the world's perspective of the message that we proclaim. The folly and the shame and the disgrace of a crucified Saviour. The barbarity and degradation of the torture. The pure mockery that crucifixion was designed to engender. Those condemned to die in this way didn't actually have even a discreetly placed loincloth, as you so often see depicted. They were crucified naked, flogged and beaten, gasping for breath, racked with agony, alone, apart from the jeering derision of those bystanders who were taking part in this hideous spectator sport. Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion of the Christ, is getting a little old now, but it captures well the sheer horror of the act that we commemorate today. But there is more to it than even just the event itself. It's really more about what people make of this event. Paul said back in his day that the message of Christ crucified, was a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. And what has changed today? Well, not much. Others think that we are mad to celebrate today. What is there to celebrate? Only a crushing, humiliating defeat. Just a few days ago, we had April Fool's Day. Surely this has to be the cruelest Fool's Day joke of all. A stumbling block and foolishness indeed. But we Christians call today Good Friday. Not because what happened was in any ways good, but what it means is ultimate goodness. The message of the cross, the meaning of Christ crucified, may indeed be a stumbling block and foolishness to others, but to those whom God has called, that is, to us who come to commemorate this day, the message of the cross, that stumbling block and foolishness, the message of Christ crucified is the power and the wisdom of God. Easter is a kind of a multi-stage celebration. We began last night, and in many ways we began even before that. We come to this solemn day. Then we move on through a day of waiting to the joy of the resurrection day. We know that the cross, the crucifixion of Jesus, is God's power and God's wisdom. But let's not jump ahead to the end too quickly. Let's take the time to sit with the shame and with the disgrace, with the agony and the sheer foolishness of it. We know that's not the end of the story, but let's wait to enter into that full experience of victory in some days' time. As we do so, it's a sad place. It's not a very comfortable place where we sit at present. But with the now famous words of the advertising jingles, we know that it's not the end, but wait, there's more. We sit and we wait, knowing that there is more to come. But in the meantime, we wait.